Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Then it's Dreisaitl behind the net. Dreisaitl out to Ekholm. It's wide. It's wide. Out to the near point. Out blowing the zone is Marchand. A pass ahead. With no Marchand. A breakthrough. Heads in Marchand. Can he tie the series? And he scores! Brad Marchand in overtime. And the Panthers win game 2. 5-4. The series is tied and a game apiece. Brad Marchand.
No sandstorm. But Darude, Darude.
There's a storm brewing tonight, dude. A Marchand storm.
Boy, this was after 2 o'clock in the morning on South Beach. Must play.
Yeah, dude.
Do you think that DQ is going to have a watch party?
No,
they should
probably good for
screen.
Them.
They should set up screen.
They could probably have their own float.
They don't even have a TV in Dairy Queen.
I just said they should set up a screen.
Oh, I got a projector. I could make my way over there.
There you go. Yeah. I like that.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Today, Cats. Back on the ice, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final as they take on the Edmonton Oilers. Cats up 3-2 with a chance to become back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. 8 o'clock is your puck drop, you know, anthems and banging the drum. Bobby Lou! Got that going for you. Should they lose tonight, Game 7 would be on Friday. So...
But plan if they win tonight, when would the parade
Careful.
Be?
Task at hand.
Task at
task
hand.
Task at hand.
Task at hand.
That's a tomorrow topic.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
That's a tomorrow topic. But I appreciate your enthusiasm. That's a tomorrow topic.
All right.
Kevin Durant watch continues. Shams Charania was just on the Pat McAfee show. And there's a lot of... There's been a lot of noise over the last 48 hours about Kevin Durant. I don't know if there's been much substance, but there's been a lot of noise. Because Shams came out Saturday night. I was on the broadcast of Dirty Boxing. I thought that the trade had happened. He just came out with a list. Spurs, Rockets, Heat. Spurs apparently aren't really pursuing Kevin Durant. Shams just went on McAfee. He said the most realistic places that he'll end up are Houston or Miami. That's what he just said.
All
yesterday...
Right.
You had reports out of Phoenix, Gambo, saying that the Heat are unlikely to get him. Then you have reports today saying that the Suns are going to have to, you know, take back their offers a little bit because he don't want to go to the Timberwolves. Timberwolves don't want him unless he wants to be there. So they were like, they got to try and get Ant-Man to convince him, even though he's probably, you know, Kevin Durant's going to convince Ant-Man to come here. So I don't know what's happening, dude. All I'm telling you is it's all up in the air right now. There's a lot of noise and ether, but nobody seems to really be putting in their best hand for Kevin Durant because I think they know the offers aren't that great for him right now. And so as much as everybody wants to act like, oh, there's going to be some wild card team out there that's going to swoop in, I can't deny that. That may happen. We saw that happen with Damian Lillard. Wild card team swooped in, stole Damian Lillard from the Heat. But right now, it just seems like there's just a lot of stuff back and forth. And we'll see what ends up happening, dude. But right now, the latest from ESPN's Insider is that the Spurs aren't really pursuing Kevin Durant too much, even though that was reported yesterday that was his number one team. And Shams came out and said that they are the most realistic destinations right now for Kevin Durant. There's more motivated teams than the Spurs, is what he said on McAfee's show. He also denied having a look yesterday. Apparently, Shams had like a coy look when somebody mentioned the Spurs on television yesterday. And he said that he was just looking for his camera because he didn't know what camera to be on for television.
Okay. Now people are dissecting his looks.
They are. They're dissecting Shams' looks.
Look at that three blinks when he said Houston. It's a clear sign.
Dude, I almost had like the craziest thing happen to me on air on Saturday night. I was freaking out. Freaking out while not... you ever have a freak out, but you can't say anything? I mean, besides when I threw a lizard at you, Leroy.
Oh my God! Like, yeah, so all my situations involve you.
Well, I had never, you know, I've only, you know, mostly in my broadcast career, I've used the old cans, you know, when I'm broadcasting to hear things. Mm-hmm. For you squares out there, those are headsets. Usually goes over my ears, able to
you
hear.
You have a little mic attached to it.
Sometimes a little boom mic attached to it, right?
Yeah. Well, everybody has said when I'm out in public, I need the boom mic. I do not need a regular mic because right. I don't talk into it.
That's fair. Well, our producer, he wanted us to use, as they say in the lingo, Leroy, stick mics. You know, he wanted the old handhelds, and he wanted to put a little earpiece in our ears to hear what he has to say. I was like, all right, cool. I've never used an IFB is what they say.
It's hard. Yeah, I have one. It's like... It doesn't sound like headphones.
I don't love it.
So it sounds like you could barely hear them.
I'm not a secret agent. I don't love it. I don't love it. But I'm going to do what my director, producer say, right? Mm. Here's the problem, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This thing, it must have been built for people with tiny ears, okay?
You don't have your own?
What? No, these were. I don't own one of those.
Usually when you do anything along this nature, they tell you to get one just in case.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. Probably if I were to get into, I don't know. But this one, no, they just gave me one, right? And I think I got Mike Perry's because Mike Perry, he's got cauliflower ear, okay? Smaller.
So it was like a jumbo?
Smaller holes. And I ended up with the tiny one, and this thing just kept slipping out and slipping out. And then eventually I just had to go to get in there, right? Really get in there, J-Fig. And then I could actually hear him because I was popping out. I couldn't hear the dude. So, first run went great. We were only on camera three times. So, first two times, fine. You know, figured it out. We powered through. The last time, though, a little bit of a problem. Because I go, and all of a sudden, I can't hear anything. I'm like,
oh, no.
What just happened? And that thing, it was lodged up there, and the wire... had came out of it. So I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, this thing is stuck in my ear. I'm about to be on camera and I can't hear a thing. I can't hear a producer. And this thing is lodged in my ear like a damn spider. And I'm like this because Mike Perry's there yakking. I'm like, I'm trying to finger plant this thing out like really like pinky. Can the pinky get it?
The space isn't that great. So you putting your sausage fingers in there is pushing it in more.
Rod tweezers. Next time.
It was like a hair. Right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who carries tweezers with him?
Yeah, I didn't have tweezers. I'm about to be on camera, and this thing is lodged. I can't hear a damn thing because the wire broke off, and it's right up there.
Did they bring you another one?
Well, first I had to get it off because, we're literally on the air yakking.
So how'd you get it out?
J-Fig, by literally the fingernails. I was able to get a grip, whoosh, get it out, and I was like, hey, Austin was my audio director. I said, Austin! It broke. He's like,
look, next time you come across that, I've had
no, it. No. Put it back.
So he put it back together.
He doesn't carry tweezers. He carries twizzlers.
He was able to fix it, but dude, like this entire time. Well, thankfully, this entire time, like we were rolling. We weren't on camera. We were just yakety yakking while stuff was happening in the ring. But like, I'm like, if they would have cut to me at any second, I would have been full lobster claw, like trying to get that thing out of my ear. I was freaking out, dude.
So did you fix it and put it back in?
Yeah, well, I got it out, and then my producer fixed it.
But did you still get the same one, or?
Yeah, I mean, it was the end of the broadcast, so we had to finish it out.
Why don't you go get fitted for one?
Hey, man, I didn't know. You know, that's a real great piece of advice. Why didn't I do that on the last 30 seconds I'm on the air?
No, but, dude, can I just say this?
You should have traded.
When I was asked, I did stuff at CBS. The college game of the week on the internet. That's where I met Joanna.
Yeah.
Because we did that together.
Yeah.
Before, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing they told me when they said go and get a, was IVF? IBF? IV?
IFD.
Yeah. Go get one. So I went to an ear specialist, got it. You know, they measure your ear. They, you know, get the little thing at the ear and put it in there.
Okay, but that's CBS. They probably don't have that there.
No, but he's done other stuff. So
I literally
just
said it was the first time I've used it.
But
Leroy, you're giving him advice on technology.
You are really a special superhero. I like to call Captain Hindsight.
What do you mean? I didn't know what that was.
You were sitting there like, why didn't you get a custom earpiece? Yeah. I didn't know I was using
Loser.
It, dude.
No, but what I'm saying, before I ever did it one time, somebody suggested I get one because you would need it. I didn't know I was going to need it there. And then when I got there, they asked me if I had one.
Great. What does that do for my situation here? Nobody told me.
You should already had one.
Probably.
What would I have when I literally just told you I've never used one?
I didn't either.
But somebody told you.
Yes, not that worked there.
This guy.
Somebody. Look, my advice to you.
Look up in the air. Who's that?
It's Captain Hindsight.
With advice I could have used 48 hours ago.
My advice is take tweezers next time. Just in case.
I thought it was standard. Sorry.
Standard.
My advice.
You said standard, but then a custom made one, that's not standard.
Guy gets hit by a bus.
You can get one that's not custom.
Guy gets hit by a bus. Leroy flies.
What they tell you to do
is not standard.
Get one and pack it with you.
You go out to dinner for a spicy restaurant and you're like, oh, heartburn. Who's that? Should have taken Tums beforehand.
Next time that happens to you, Toby.
I don't have those problems.
Oh. Hold your nose, hold your ear, and go, and it'll come out.
Or have someone hit your head.
Concussion.
You wanted me to go like full like airplane honk? Like
Toby would have possibly lost an eardrum, and it would have been all your fault.
Bro, I really thought that thing was going to, I cannot end today having to go to the hospital to get an earpiece lodged out. I'll never be welcome back.
Yeah, sure.
I dug for that thing like I was digging for gold.
Maybe a pencil tip? You could
have
gone.
I didn't have a pencil. I'm on the ear.
Do not put a pencil in your ear. Do not. We cut back.
Don't put an earpiece in there.
The broadcast.
How about they just don't give me an earpiece that's meant for the tiny eared?
This guy's now bleeding from his ear as he's calling a fight.
Dave South says can't take medical advice from old Swolefoot.
What do you mean? I beat science.
No, you didn't.
Zach,
tweezers next time, just in case they give you the old cauliflower one again. Okay?
Oh my! No, or better yet, get your own.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Let's see how
they have different types of tweezers.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that have the more finer.
Your advice is better.
Thank you.
Your advice is better to be like having.
If you're planning to pack tweezers, dumbass, why don't you just get the thing?
This is very violent, okay? Mm. Some people don't have that
luxury. What's more prep? Wait.
Some people don't have the luxury to be invited to the Panthers game six.
What's more preparation?
Minus one.
You know what?
He's lashing out today because
I better get some tweezers. So this
it's a more reason
thing doesn't get stuck.
It's
in
a more
ear.
Reasonable thing to have on you than a custom earpiece.
Tweezers!
There's probably somebody there that was
didn't think to get a custom earpiece.
Could have had one.
Marcos.
Yeah.
Marcos.
Yes.
When's the last time you have gone anywhere, especially in the business you
do? You know
you
how?
Wear
do you want to know something? You want to know how ridiculous it is?
What if? When was the last time you left your house and said, "Oh, damn"? Better go back and get my tweezers.
Man, when's the last time you went anywhere and just by no advice previously you've been like, man, I really should have had a custom earpiece for something I've never used before. That was your advice.
No, somebody.
Yes, for you! You!
Be a professional. You know more about
this. I literally was a professional.
Man.
Because I powered through.
Hmm. Everywhere
I go. Sound like you powered through.
I did power through.
He did power through. He found the will of
this guy's
his
just
fingertips.
He's just lashed potatoes today. Like ever
Tom,
since
I understand.
Ever since
saying.
He denied going to a game, like
know,
you know,
I'm telling you,
it's just
this
like
whole game situation has got him on this in a
the pressure.
In a
the pressure.
First world pressure. This what is in? Crazy.
That's good.
You guys made a bigger deal about it than me.
Surprise!
You made a big deal about it.
Surprise! Surprise!
Puffing and puffing over there.
Surprise! Captain Hindsight didn't show up to his pool guy today and been like, "Why did I get a fool in the first place?"
Really?
Why are you guys bullying my boy Leroy?
As a guy who has enjoyed
because his advice
the
today
of my beautiful pool,
yeah,
I can't believe you would lash out against it.
No, what I'm lashing out is your advice today was, "Why didn't you get your ear molded?"
Loser.
Okay.
Dumbass.
Okay.
I mean, that's what professionals do.
All right. You're one to talk
you're
about
not
professionalism.
Understanding what
do you,
he's
you realize
saying.
Do you realize I'm taking advice from somebody who literally bangs the microphone every time he goes to the windowplex?
Which you might have
you literally slip right let me you want to know what's ridiculous about you? You are a fine-tuned athlete who slip past tackles with more grace than you do past your microphone to get to the windowplex. You
so
bang that
squeeze.
We know.
You broke a pot, Leroy.
This is you every time. Head it over to the window, Plex.
I know IT's coming in here like, don't hit the microphone.
Beating up the microphone.
You might have coffee on you right now.
Hey, you guys want to go to Exotica? Whoa!
Exotica
is returning to Miami Airport Convention Center June 27th through the 29th. And you can win a 4-pack of tickets to go for your chance to win. Go to the contest page at WQAM.com and enter.
You want to give us a weather report, Leroy?
Weather report.
Mm-hmm. Brought to us by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
Demesman and Dover, they are horny too.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, no, wrong song.
Okay.
I mean, they're.
Yeah.
Okay. Exotica. And they putting their name on everything.
Jeez.
Well, I just learned the jingle.
What?
Now we got to learn the horny version.
No, they're not related here. These are two different things.
What is going on right
they're
now?
Not, they're not
I just
sponsored.
Wanted you to give us a weather update.
Confused.
Oh, you wanted a weather report.
Leroy?
They
no, this
I thought
crazy.
They were sponsoring Exotica.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Whole thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, a professional.
Guys.
Wait a minute.
A professional.
Okay. Or how he
let me tell you something.
You have the odd.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Audacity.
Let me tell you something.
No.
You don't mention things that close together if you don't want me to assume that they're tied in.
How about you just listen?
This show's going
I
off.
I did!
How about you just listen,
Maybe
IFB?
You should get a custom earpiece to listen.
Yeah, where's your molded earpiece?
I have it. I do. I have it.
So, gonna... no weather report? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, hold on.
No. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
See if you can avoid the hit.
The mess in the Dover.
Nope.
One big happy family.
Say it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is partly cloudy. Winds coming out of the east, southeast at about 15 plus miles an hour. It's humming out here. It is a heater. I would say it's about 91 degrees. And again, look for a passing shower. I mean, I don't see nothing, but it's that time of year where you can get a passing shower at any time.
How do you do, Froggy? And
currently 91 degrees, partly cloudy with winds coming out of the east-southeast at 14 miles per hour. Rain, nothing as of yet, but always keep an eye out.
We'll take a break. Back with more.
Exactly what I said.
Back after this.
He's good.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you missed any of today's show, it'll be up for you on the Tobin and Leroy podcast and on our YouTube page, Miami 560 WQAM. We got game 6 tonight from Amerant Bank Arena. Hockman and Crowder coming your way after us from the building as Stuart Skinner is back in net for the Edmonton Oilers. And we will see if the Cats can close this puppy out tonight. We expect Roberto Luongo banging the drum tonight. Bobby Lou, number one, getting out there and getting after that drum. He banged the hell out of that drum.
Almost broke it.
Honestly, I can't wait to see how he does it this time.
He's an insane person. He's going to bang it like an insane person.
I love that.
He's an insane person.
What if he brings a sledgehammer?
That would not
break the drum.
That would break the drum.
That's good game ops.
Why?
Last drum of the season.
I think it's like a hollow drum, though.
Do they ever replace it?
Put confetti in it.
You can see autographs on it. I don't believe they do. The drum is the drum.
Oh, okay, so you can't break it.
No, that's why I'm saying, I think your idea is stupid. Respectfully. Not as dumb as your garage goalie idea.
I think that one was good, though.
You can't just make sound effects and that makes you faster.
Yeah.
And he's here struggling like...
That's pretty much it. It's all it takes to be a goalie. Flexibility, too. Which I don't have.
I just like the idea now of like... At one point, you know, we got to get you in full goalie gear in front of our garage.
For sure.
So, my question to you is, how easy do you think or how difficult do you think it would be to stop a puck shot at about 95 to 100 miles an hour?
Super hard.
Like, no, I know, but he's making it sound like he's just going to kick save into beauty. Like,
I don't fear stopping a 100-mile puck. I fear not stopping it. Roberto Luongo.
You just took the wall quote that
says
we have
it,
out there?
Says it over there in the corner. Says it over there in the corner.
It's not even the most...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Famous Roberto Luongo quote.
I don't fear 100-mile-per-hour pucks. I fear someone breaking and entering into Brad Marchand's garage.
That is wonderful.
Okay, while still ignoring the fact that, do you think you could do it?
Not at all.
Okay, then.
Won't even see it coming.
So stop acting like, whoosh, whoosh,
but
like you're just right on it.
He ain't getting pucks.
Sometimes
he's
I get
just protecting a garage.
That's what I'm saying. Like if
a
like
property.
A burglar doesn't run 100 miles per hour.
So, Tobin.
Hmm?
Could you shoot a puck?
I've never shot a puck, like other than like street hockey.
Mm. No, I've never even done that.
Yeah, me.
You think if
we can test it out here?
Ooh.
There's pucks.
If Marcos was in net,
we
that we could
that
score
anymore.
You know what? This
yeah,
is a good
do.
Bit.
I know where to
I've only I've only been in skates like 4 times.
eBay,
and it was 30. It was 1988.
Are you
almost
like,
40 years ago?
Holy equipment!
I know where to find pucks.
You know where to find like street pucks,
like the ones that they gave us.
$299 for what?
Yeah, but those things aren't gonna. They're not gonna shoot here. Like they're not frozen.
Three goalie pads.
We get a bunch of ice from the.
No,
fridge.
We could just call the Panthers.
We put it in the coldest room of this building.
No, we go down to the Panthers.
They don't like us like that, man.
If I can't go to a game,
Bob uncomfortable
you think
4 years ago.
I can go there.
Bob loves me, dude. What are you talking about?
No, why can't we just why like set it up? They're not going to be doing nothing after tonight.
So who's going to hold me on skates?
So you want us to just go to the Iceplex and shoot pucks at Marcos?
Yes.
Man, these pads are so expensive.
No, they probably have something you can get in.
These are like pre-owned, $174.
All right, task at hand, though.
Sorry.
Task at hand. Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Back after this.
Oh.
Welcome back, everybody. Getting ready for game six tonight. Panthers, Oilers, Stanley Cup final.
The final countdown.
You nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, dude.
Not as much as he nailed that to Mesmin and Dover song.
Oh, my God.
That was good.
That's Tobin's fault.
It's not my fault.
You had too many bits too close together.
It wasn't a bit. It literally was just a liner. It was just a liner, and then JFig asked for weather, and so I had to do that liner, too. Them's the rules. Like, if you only blended it into one thing, the Exotica liner, into our weather report, again, that's not on me.
Also, do you really think that liner is going to go ahead and say horny?
No, they would never, because they're serious people who only care about the weather and you know, helping people as a law firm.
I'm horny in Memphis.
Okay, wait a minute. I sing their jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah. While I'm doing the weather.
I understand.
Yeah.
Maybe not ad lib it, though.
I mean, how about maybe not do the...
What? What was that?
Maybe not ad lib it. Just...
Maybe not do the things too close together, so one might assume that
you mess up you mess up a yeah every now and then. That's fine. We can live with that.
I can't.
But not
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that sounds bad, Leroy.
Just two yes?
It's three.
All right. Well, tough crowd.
Mm. You can play now.
Tonight. We get our goose on, dude.
It's how are we viewing this game? I already, you know how I'm doing it. Jennifer, what are you doing? Are you watching it with dad and mom? Is dad into it, mom into it, or you got to go with your friends?
Because they're going to be coming over.
Friends are coming over.
They invited themselves.
Pots and pans.
Oh, okay.
Prepared?
Yeah, for my household. Mm. I'm not leaving my house.
Okay. Yep.
Since I don't have a ticket.
How about you, Tobes? You're going to be... I know you're going to be ready to jump in the pool. I don't know why that's your
Do you have your floaties ready?
Why would I need floaties?
I don't know.
I know how to swim. Hmm.
You got to work tonight, Marcos?
I do not. I canceled whatever work I had to do because I'm going to be...
Boots on the ground?
I'm going to be boots on the ground.
Hmm.
I'm not going to be in the
Of the
arena.
Chaos?
Yeah, I want to be in the chaos.
Boots on whose ground?
Amerant Bank property as soon as we win, and then I'm going straight to Elbow Room.
You should just go straight to Elbow Room and stake it out there.
I know.
And get your spot.
People are going to be crazy when they come out of the arena, though. It's going to be
Then
fun.
You got to watch out for Anton Lindell and Las Olas, Mr. Las Olas.
Mr. Las Olas. Yeah, also, you know, I forgot. If I do go there, it's probably going to be chaos to leave.
You know what's really cool about the Panthers?
What's that?
They are the only team that celebrates victories in Fort Lauderdale. Everybody else wants to go to South Beach. Nope, they keep it near home base, right? They don't go to South Beach. They keep it right here in Fort Lauderdale.
What's Messi going to do?
Nothing.
Did they go to Las Olas?
They haven't won anything.
Well, that's fair.
I don't even know what the hell they playing for.
It's like the world the classic.
FIFA World Club Cup.
Cup. Yeah. Cup,
are they still in it?
I don't know.
Soccer.
Crazy.
Soccer, you play 200 games a year for 17 different cups, and only to realize that, oh, you got eliminated from the only league that you're actually in.
Let's not upset the soccer fans.
Hmm.
They're very sensitive.
I know, but I'm just help me understand. I'm down with, listen.
They can't. We've tried. They try to make me understand. I don't understand. I don't understand.
They go, no. This is CONCACAF.
Oh, here comes RVA Richie getting all furious about the World Cup.
There he goes.
Chiming in.
I do think the Messi
fake tournament, they just made it up.
The allure of Messi has worn off.
Has it?
Yeah, I don't like, you know. Remember, it was like, oh, Messi's at Publix. Now he's at Publix.
Well,
like,
he can't go anywhere anymore. You know, his life is just a fishbowl.
Nah, why don't you win something, Messi? Ronaldo's out there winning championships. Sorry, I don't want to end the show on hate for Messi. Yo, it's a cat's day.
It is a cat's day.
Yeah.
Cat fever is going to be at an all-time fever pitch tomorrow if they win this game. And then, you know, we're going to just
And then, Marcos, then you can, if tonight happens.
I can ask that question again.
You can ask that question.
Yeah, for now, though.
Task it in.
Yeah, stay focused.
We're not talking about routes anywhere.
Nope.
We're not talking about celebrations.
Nope.
Task at hand. It's one. Hey, what does Bob say? What does Bob say?
Focus. Yes.
What does he say?
No question.
Hold on. What?
What? Stay focused.
What, Sergei Bobrovsky? What?
No, I'm just like, fine, go.
No, okay. You go. No, do tell. No,
thank you for the congratulating me.
No, you go. No, you were. Go ahead.
No. You guys are so polite.
I don't want to be Bobrovsky.
Too late. No, it's too late. No. You're pitching a shutout today.
In order to be Bobrovsky, I have to know that you're doing a bit.
No, dude, that's exactly what Bobrovsky is. You never realize when I'm doing a bit. That's why you're Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah. But boy, are you handsome.
Look at that blue beard.
Yeah, it's actually gotten, you know.
Hey.
It's
cut
like
it
a,
out.
Like a grayish bluish now.
Timbo Slice.
I know, it's coming. My gray's coming back.
Timbo Slice says, Hall of Fame show from Leroy today.
Thank you.
It's been a really good show, yeah.
I don't think he's.
What did he get, a Marconi for this?
I don't think he's being.
You get a macaroni.
I think he's being facetious.
You get an earpiece, really.
He already has one.
Yeah. Be a professional, Tobin. I already have one. I have two. One for each ear.
It's amazing.
Case them on the right side or the left side.
Be amazing. Maybe you should take that advice and keep your mic plugged in for the whole show.
It is plugged in. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what is he talking about?
We can't hear you.
Three
Leroy?
Segments.
Why not?
Leroy, speak.
What?
We can't hear you.
Great.
It's not me?
Leroy.
It's a bit thing again, Leroy. They're doing it again. They're doing it again.
See,
I hear you perfectly fine.
Oh, you got jokes. You come on time one day.
Well, you stole.
What are we doing?
You stole our hockey tickets.
True.
You stole my joy.
I didn't steal
them. And then threw them away.
Yep. What you did was you went nanny nanny boo boo. I could have gone.
I know, can't go. You waved those tickets right in my face.
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I did not.
Yep.
That hurt.
Poor Figgy.
I did not.
You gave me a headache for the rest of the show.
That's like when I went to the middle of wherever I was down in Miami to eat lunch with Paul.
Yeah, and how did that go?
It was great.
You didn't want to say yes. You could have even gotten your daughter in there.
No, I couldn't. That's the thing. I didn't have time to go get anyone.
You could have communicated.
This has been a solid
and I would have
show.
Picked her up for you,
a real
okay?
Fart.
Because I am a good friend, Leroy.
Yeah, yes, but it would all require you to be timely.
For Taylor Swift?
I'm suspending you guys.
I'm timely.
It's doing their own show.
Just have a private conversation.
Private conversation.
So how are you watching the game tonight, Tobes?
Yeah. It's not important.
Come
it's the end of the show.
Ask me. You didn't ask me. You didn't
it's
ask
the end
me.
Of the show.
How are you watching the game, Marcos?
I'm going to watch it at Leroy's house. Everyone at Leroy's house!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.